News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Trump administration says all federal employees will be subject to what it describes as enhanced standards of suitability and conduct. Lisa Dwyer has more.
The White House is offering buyouts worth 7 months of salary to all federal employees who opt to act on the offer by February 6th in an effort to shrink the size of government. The offer includes a deferred resignation letter and lists four directives that it says President Trump is mandating for the federal workforce, including that most workers must return to their offices full time. The memo says that if a federal worker resigns under the program, that they will retain all pay and benefits regardless of daily workload and will be exempted from all applicable in-person work requirements. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A federal judge has blocked, at least until Monday, a Trump administration freeze on federal grants and loans. The White House is planning an across-the-board ideological review of federal spending. President Trump signed an executive order aimed at cutting federal support for gender transitions for people under 19, while the first lawsuits have been filed against his executive order on transgender troops. And an unexpected Senate seat's coming open in a battleground state.
Michigan Democrat Gary Peters says he'll serve the last 2 years of his term.
And then turn over the reins. I will therefore not seek re-election in 2026.
That forces Democrats to defend a vital seat in a state they lost in the presidential race without the benefit of an incumbent, complicating their efforts to regain Senate control. Former Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, who moved to Michigan in recent years, is expected to be among those widely pushed for the seat. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
And Chinese tech startup DeepSeek's new AI chatbot appears to censor answers to sensitive topics, such as China's bloody 1989 Tiananmen Square crackdown. This is AP News. How close is doomsday?
A science-oriented advocacy group says the Earth is moving closer to destruction.
The world has not made sufficient progress on existential risks threatening all of humanity.
Daniel Holes is with the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists. They've moved their doomsday clock to 89 seconds to midnight. That's the closest it's ever been because of worsening threats ranging from nuclear war to climate change to pandemics and artificial intelligence. Here's Holes again.
And we're saying, given what's happened over the past year, we just haven't seen the sort of progress we need. And in some areas of concern, things have gotten worse.
The clock had stood at 90 seconds to midnight for the past 2 years. The advocacy group began to use a clock in 1947 to symbolize the potential and likelihood of people doing something to end humanity. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.